This is Michael Schur in Washington. With the House managers resting their case against former President Donald Trump, the impact of the images first seen Wednesday is still fresh.
President Trump put a target on their backs, and his mob broke into the Capitol to hunt them down.
I believe that the House impeachment managers delivered a blistering, scalding indictment of Donald Trump.
But the concern for Democrats in the Senate is whether or not it has resonated with their Republican colleagues.
I look across at the Republicans who just act like they're not hearing anything at all. And I just don't understand it.
South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott remains unmoved as to the guilt of the former president.
Well, the bottom line is simply this. Who should we blame for the rioters being in the building? I blame the rioters. That's kind of, you know, End of the conversation from my perspective.
His colleague John Barrasso agrees.
And we need to make sure that everyone who broke into the Capitol that day is identified, arrested, and prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Senator Elizabeth Warren maintains that that is not enough.
If what we have seen of the last 2 days is not an impeachable offense, then in effect the Republicans are saying there is no impeachment.
And at least one Republican senator is waiting to make his decision.
I think there's still 2 more days of testimony at least. We get questions. So I'm going to, of course, wait until we hear all the evidence in.
Marnie, Rob, exactly that. Tomorrow in the Capitol, in the Senate chamber, they resume. Donald Trump's defense attorneys will present their case, their responses. We hear that they will invoke some of the riots of last and protests of last spring over the murder of George Floyd, that they will show some of the Black Lives Matter footage to counter some of the footage that was shown by the House managers. Also, we know that they are intending to finish this up on Saturday with perhaps even a vote. The Senate staying open for business, though, until such a time as they know that. Of course, we wanted to see if any of these Republicans had moved at all. It's very difficult to tell. Late this evening, Lindsey Graham and some of his colleagues met with David Schoen, one of the former president's attorneys. That attorney, David Schoen, saying that it's not inappropriate for them in an impeachment trial to meet with the jurors. I asked Jim Risch, the Republican of Idaho, when I passed him in the hallway today, where he stands on all of this, if he's been moved by any of the testimony. Jim Risch said that's jury tampering and he wouldn't talk to me about it. Marnie, Rob.